Samasataha, in summary, Mat Bhaktaha, my devotee, Etat, all this, Vigyaya, after understanding, Madhvaivaya, to my nature, Upapadyate, attains. Thus, translation, thus the field of activities, the body, knowledge, and the knowable have been summarily described by me. Only my devotees can understand this thoroughly and thus attain to my nature. Purport. The Lord has described in summary the body, knowledge, and the knowable. This knowledge is of three things: the knower, the knowable, and the process of knowing. Combined, these are called vijnana, or the science of knowledge. Perfect knowledge can be understood by the unalloyed devotees of the Lord directly. Others are unable to understand. The monists say that at the ultimate stage, because these three items become one. They say that these three items become one. But the devotees do not accept this. Knowledge and development of knowledge mean understanding oneself in Krishna consciousness. We are being led by material consciousness. But as soon as we transfer all consciousness to Krishna's activities and realize that Krishna is everything, then we attain real knowledge. In other words, knowledge is nothing but the preliminary stage of understanding devotional service perfectly. In the 15th chapter, this will be very clearly explained. Now to summarize, one may understand that verse 6 and 7, beginning from Mahabhutani and continuing through Chaitan Dritti, analyze the material elements and certain manifestations of the symptoms of life. So verse 6 and 7. The five great elements: false ego, intelligence, the unmanifested, the ten senses and the mind, the five sense objects, desire, hatred, happiness, distress, the aggregate, the life symptoms and convictions, all these are considered in summary to be the field of activities and its interactions. So in two verses, Krishna explains everything that belongs to the field of activities. Analyze the material elements and certain manifestations of the symptoms of life. These combine to form the body or the field of activities. Verse 8 through 12 from Amadivam through Tattvagyanartha Darshanam describe the process of knowledge for understanding both types of knower and the field of activities, namely the soul and the super soul. Then verses 13 through 18, beginning from Anadimat Param and continuing through Sridi Sarvasya Visitam, describe the soul and the Supreme Lord, or the super soul. Thus three items have been described: the field of activity, the body, the process of understanding, and both the soul and the super soul. It is especially described here that only the unalloyed devotees of the Lord can understand these three items clearly. So for these devotees, Bhagavad Gita is fully useful. It is they who can attain the supreme goal, the nature of the Supreme Lord Krishna. In other words, only devotees and not others can understand Bhagavad Gita and derive the desired result. Omagyana tamarandasya gyanangana shalakaya chakshurun manitanyana tasmai shri guru namaha shri chaitanya manovishtam ishtavitam yena bhutale swayamrupa kadamaya dadati swabhavantikam. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Garadha Shivasari Shri Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So here Srila Prabhupada is giving summary of the chapter, although the chapter is not fully finished. And explains that the field of activities is all the constituents of the body and also certain of the other symptoms of life. Then Srila Prabhupada explains what actual knowledge is, and he says, in other words, knowledge is nothing but the preliminary stage of understanding devotional service. So at the point of knowledge, it's not that we've fully engaged in devotional service or that our devotional service is. Help us engage in devotional service. And how does one get to knowledge? How does one achieve this knowledge? Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes. But here Krishna has a much longer answer, as Srila Prabhupada said in the purport. So the answer is... Okay, in this case, Srila Prabhupada's answer is the following. By developing these qualities. I'm reading from verse 12 to 18. If you have the same copy, it's on page 648. It's very interesting that by developing these qualities, one develops knowledge also. And it's understood that even in the preliminary stage, when one first comes to Krishna consciousness, one has to be able to absorb some knowledge, otherwise one would never get a taste for Krishna consciousness. But when one develops these qualities, then the knowledge is fuller, more absolute. So the qualities are humility, pridelessness, non-violence, tolerance, simplicity. I'm reading it slowly so that we can meditate on each one to see which ones we have and which ones we have to work on. Approaching a bona fide spiritual master, cleanliness, steadiness, self-control, renunciation of the objects of sense gratification. This also means the meditation on such things. Absence of false ego. The perception of the evil of birth, death, old age and disease. Detachment. Freedom from entanglement with children, wife, home and the rest. Once again, also in meditation, not just physically. Even-mindedness amid pleasant and unpleasant events, constant and unalloyed devotion to me, aspiring to live in a solitary place, detachment from the general mass of people, accepting the importance of self-realization, and philosophical search for the absolute truth. All these are declared to be knowledge. Besides this, whatever they may be, is ignorance. So, without full knowledge, as Krishna states here, he says, only my devotees can understand this thoroughly and thus attain to my nature. I'm going to finish the Bhagavad Gita section here, if anybody has any questions. The Bhagavad Gita section is finished. I'm going on to something else now. Something else? Okay, normally when it's someone's appearance day or disappearance day, we hear something about them on the same day. I thought to try something different today so that tonight we can meditate on this personality and tomorrow we'll be enlivened about this personality. This personality is Lochan Das Thakur, whose appearance day? It is tomorrow. Appearance day. So, interestingly, he was born in a village in the Radhadesh. Radhadesh is a section in India where the Ganges, Srila Prabhupada explains, where the Ganges does not flow. Which other great personality appeared in the Radhadesh? Yes. And it's also explained in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Srila Prabhupada mentions specific areas where all the great personalities in Chaitanya Lila come from, and quite a lot of them came from the Radhadesh. So when he was just a boy, he first met the devotees of Lord Chaitanya, and he was very, very much enlivened. His guru was Narahari Sakar Thakur. Lord Chandas wrote songs in the Panchali style. Panchali style is a specific type of poetry in lines of five, and he wrote a whole book using this specific style. He wrote a book that's very famous, all of us know, the Chaitanya Mangala. His father was Kamalakara, and his mother was known as Sri Sadanandi. He was the only son, so as usual, when parents have an only son, they spoil him. He becomes the light of their eyes. But he spent most of his young life with his grandparents, and it was with him that he started his education and his spiritual study. From an early age, he became attached to Lord Chaitanya, and already he, at a very, very early age, when he was a child already, he was detached from sense gratification. He wasn't interested. He also married at an early age. This is not surprising, because in the old days, even up until just recently, it was the practice of the Vedic custom that people would get married very young. Srila Prabhupada explains the reason for this is that it results in a proper marriage that lasts forever. There is no divorce, because it was arranged properly by the parents. So the system works that the wife, who is still young, she's a bit younger than the boy, goes every day with prasadam to the boy's house. And in this way, both of them have it in their minds already that I'm married. So they don't look around other girls and other boys. They already know I'm married. But there's not much association. Basically that she cooks for him and she serves him some prasadam. Srila Prabhupada explained that he was married at an early age. The other day I was listening to a lecture where he said that even in some families they get married as young as 5 years old. I actually saw a wedding like that on TV, where the boy was about 7 and the girl was around about 5. And both of them were not interested. The girl was a bit interested in getting dressed up, but when the things started getting heavy, she started crying. And the boy was, when they were putting the clothes on him, he was fighting. He just wanted to go and play with his friends. He didn't understand what was happening. Because on a normal day-to-day basis, he just wears a dhoti, not even with a shirt. So he didn't understand what's all this fancy stuff. And then when they put him on the elephant, then he really started crying. he married at an early age. In his prime of youth, he went to Shikanda, which is a holy place, and that is where he met his guru. So after initiation, he stayed with his guru for some time, who also instructed him in kirtan. The Chaitanya Mangala was written because previously there was a book called the Chaitanya Charitamritam by Murari Gupta, but this book somehow was no longer available. So the devotees felt a need for a new book about Lord Chaitanya. So in this book that we're talking about, he explains one of the stories behind the advent of Lord Chaitanya. There are many stories, but this is one specific one. So Narada saw the suffering in the world, and it hurt him, because he's a Vaishnava and he wants everybody to be happy. He He wants everybody to be engaged in Krishna's service. So he went to Krishna, who was at that time in Dwaraka, and he appealed to Krishna that, please, can you do something about this terrible situation? Look how the living entities are suffering. And as I mentioned, he was with Rukmini in the palace. So Lord Krishna said, don't worry, I've got it sorted out. I'm going to appear in a golden form. And at this point, this made Rukmini start to think about Radharani, because she heard golden form. And also she started thinking that if Krishna goes, I'm going to be separated from him. So immediately she started glorifying Radharani, hoping that in this way she could keep Krishna where he was. So she started glorifying Radharani. At that time, Narada entered the room and he explained the reason for his visit. So when Krishna told Narada about this golden form, he showed him the golden form. He turned into Lord Chaitanya and showed him. And Narada became so ecstatic that he went to Naimisharanya to tell the sages about what was going to happen. And he told Uddhava that in Kali Yuga the Lord would appear in this wonderful form. And he explained that the Lord is going to change the Yuga Dharma. He's going to introduce Kirtan. And he explained the glories of the holy name, that the holy name is non different from Krishna himself. And so he explained the glories of Kirtan. Then Narada told Uddhava a story about the glories of Mahaprasadam. So when Parvati had heard about the glories of Mahaprasadam from Narada, this is a story within a story within a story. Parvati went and performed 12 years of Lakshmi Seva. She went and served Lakshmi for 12 years trying to get some Mahaprasadam. By being satisfied by her service, Lakshmi gave her some prasadam. So when she ate some of this prasadam, she gave some to Lord Shiva. You've heard the story? Okay, so Lord Shiva's reaction was, we all know, he's a great dancer. So he started dancing like anything, complete ecstasy. He was dancing everywhere, all over the place. And Mother Bhumi couldn't tolerate this heavy dancing of Lord Shiva. So she went to Parvati and she said, please, can you do something about this? Can you get this Mahaprasadam that's making Lord Shiva dance like this distributed amongst all living entities? So Parvati explained that Lord Chaitanya would come and give Mahaprasadam to the whole world. So in the form of Mahaprasadam and the holy name and of course everything else that goes along, devotional service, ISKCON, Srila Prabhupada. So after this, Narada went to Brahma and told him all about Lord Chaitanya. So what did Lord Brahma do? He became ecstatic and he started speaking about Srimad Bhagavatam. So when he was finished, Narada became more ecstatic because all of these wonderful things are happening and he's just heard Bhagavatam. So as he started traveling around the universe, he again became troubled about the condition of the jivas. And he went to Jagannath Puri, where a voice told him, go to Goloka Vrindavan. So when he went to Goloka Vrindavan, he witnessed some of the Lord's wonderful pastimes. And then he saw, strangely, Lord Chaitanya. And he fainted in ecstasy. So now we're moving on from that pastime. It doesn't tell you what happens after that. He just fainted. Bus. So when Mother Sachi was pregnant, suddenly Advaita Acharya came to the house and he circumambulated her. She wasn't thinking there's anything special about the pregnancy, she's just pregnant. And Advaita Acharya started to circumambulate her and she started thinking, this is weird, what's happening? And from the heavenly planets, all the demigods saw this. So they thought, yes, how auspicious, this is the thing to do. We can get a chance to go and circumambulate Lord Krishna in the womb. So as they were circumambulating her, she couldn't see them, but she could sense them. And she became completely in bliss. After feeling this bliss, she became concerned also for all the residents of the world, because this is a Vaishnav's compassion. Actually, as devotees, we should feel some pain in our heart that so many people are suffering and they don't know about Krishna consciousness. So, interestingly enough, the advent of Lord Chaitanya was in the 10th month of pregnancy, normally 9 months. Maybe this is to show his divinity that he's different. So people could immediately see that Lord Chaitanya was not a normal living entity. What do you think the first symptom was? But when a baby comes out, normally they cry straight away anyway. Yes. I'm talking about like straight away, as soon as Lord Chaitanya appeared. It's normal that a baby would cry. Yes, golden color. It doesn't mention that, but it mentions that his neck was as thick as a lion, and his arms were like elephant trunks. I guess they're comparing them to baby elephants, not to, because an adult elephant is like really big. And also he had a broad chest. Normally little boys, their chests are small, just little girls, but for his size he had a big chest. So for 8 days the mother and the child were confined. This is Vedic custom, that for 8 days after marriage, the mother and the baby do not go and show themselves publicly. And even within the house, they are confined in one room. So on the 9th day, they had a very big festival to celebrate the advent of Lord Chaitanya. So Lord Chaitanya Das wrote a specific song called Parama Karuna Pahun Duijana, which was very loved by Srila Prabhupada. It was one of Srila Prabhupada's favorite songs. And this is his translation. This is a song by Lochan Das Thakur. Lochan declares that the two lords, Nitai Gorachandra, are very merciful. They are the essence of all incarnations. The specific significance of these incarnations is that prosecuting their way of self-realization is simply joyful, for they introduce chanting and dancing. There are many incarnations like Ram and Krishna who taught Bhagavad Gita, which requires knowledge and understanding. The point is that in understanding the lessons taught by Ram, in understanding the lessons taught by Krishna, you need some intelligence. But you don't need too much intelligence to engage in chanting, singing prasadam, dancing. This anybody can do. But Lord Chaitanya introduced a process which is simply joyful, chant and dance. Therefore, Lord Chan requests everyone, my dear brother, I request that you just worship Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda with firm conviction and faith. In the same class that I was speaking about previously by Srila Prabhupada, he said that to worship Krishna requires a lot of paraphernalia. You need dresses and arty paraphernalia, and you need a temple room, and you need pujaris, and the place needs to be clean, and you know, there's so much required to serve Krishna properly. But to worship Lord Chaitanya, all you need is a photograph and the holy name. All you need is a photograph. This is amazing. So this is the end of the translation. Don't think that this chanting and dancing will not lead to the desired goal. It will. This is the firm conviction of Lord Chaitanya. One will get all perfection by this process. Therefore, one must chant with full faith and conviction. So already we're chanting, but I want you to take some minutes at some point and just take a look at whether we're firmly convicted of this, that by doing this we'll get all perfection, and whether we're doing it with full faith. This is very important. What is the process? Simply give up sense gratification. This is Srila Prabhupada's purport. Simply give up sense gratification. One must simply chant without motive for sense gratification. There is no one like Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda. Their mercy is so great that they make birds and beasts cry and chant. He's talking about the time in the Jarikanda forest, that when Lord Chaitanya appeared, not only were the birds and beasts chanting and dancing, they were also embracing each other, and they were actually crying tears of complete ecstasy. So Srila Prabhupada says we should go and preach, because birds and animals could, it was possible for them to chant and dance, so we should preach to men who can actually understand what they're doing. Then he says, even the most stone-hearted man will be melted by chanting. Even the most stone-hearted man will be melted by chanting. But Lochan Das requests that he is entrapped by sense gratification. He addresses himself thus, my dear mind, you are entrapped in the sense gratification process, and you have no attraction for chanting Hare Krishna. Since you have no attraction to the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda, what can I say? I can simply think of my misfortune. Yamaraj is punishing me by not allowing me to be attracted by this movement. So Srila Narottam, sorry, Srila Lochan Das Thakur was born in Shakabda 1445 and disappeared in 1540. So I did some maths that made him, when he disappeared, he was age 95. So there's something to meditate on tomorrow, how we should be grateful for the special mercy which is being bestowed upon us, that we're able to engage in this Krishna consciousness movement. And also, we should think about what can we bring to the preaching movement to take living entities out of their suffering. We should know, we were all there ourselves, we know that there comes a point in life when you throw it all up and you ask yourself, what am I doing? What's the purpose of this? Sometimes it's so nice living here in Radhadesh, in the castle, nice prasadam, nice devotees, that we don't think about what's going on outside. So this is my request, that we seriously meditate on how we can help others. Jai Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Any questions, comments, criticisms? Yes. You should know this song. How much time do we have? Yeah? It's not 20 past 8 yet? It's just there, they were playing just there. Sabavata sarira sarasiro mani kevala anandakana. Bajo bajo bai chaitanya nitai. Sudhira Vishwasa Kori Vishaya Chariya Sirase Majiya Mukhe Bolo Hari Hari Rasamajiya mukhe bolo hari hari Dekho re bhai chibhuvane nae mona daya ladaka Kya ladaka Pashupaki ture bhashana vidare sunijara guna gata Pashupaki ture bhashana vidare sunijara guna gata Sorry. Samsara majiya rovile poriya se pade nahi lo asa Samsara majiya rovile poriya se pada nahi lo asa Appana karamma bunjai samana Kahoye lochana rasa Appana karama punjaya samana Kahoye lochana das Pahudajan Oh, sorry. Parama karuna pahudai jana nitai gora chanda Parama karuna pahudai jana nitai gora
Yeah.